Money FM 89.3, best of drive time.
Time now to take a look at some headlines out of Europe, from foreign policy to the leaders of the UK and the US speaking to each other. On the line with us is Chedomir Nestorovic, who is Professor of Geopolitics, Essex Business School, Asia Pacific. Professor, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. Thank you.
All right, Professor, let's start with highlights from the Shangri-La dialogue. From Mr. Borrell's attendance at this event, he did not flesh out the bloc's framework to enhance engagement here in Asia. Is there any reason for that?
I think that there is one natural reason for that, because the European Union is not a military alliance. And in the Shangri-La dialogue, we have mainly discussions about military, and you have mainly the defense ministers who are present there. So he explained something about the engagement of Europe in Ukraine, but he cannot present one military, let's say, answer or one military proposal to the countries of the Shangri-La dialogue. So according to me, I think that it is the main reason why he didn't engage the European Union on this subject.
Your thoughts on the approach to security in the Indo-Pacific region? I mean, although they did send a large EU delegation, does it reflect a somewhat unified approach?
So far, there is no unified approach concerning the military point of view, but there is a unified approach concerning the political point of view. For instance, when they have to defend a freedom of travel or freedom of shipping in the Taiwan Straits, this is something that all European countries agree on.
All right, Professor, let's talk about Huawei, because the EU is also considering a mandatory ban on using this Chinese telco to build 5G in the Eurozone. What do you think contributed to this?
So the ban on Huawei is, part of a larger ban on all Chinese telecom companies in Europe. And they are following what is happening in the United States. So it was very difficult for them to decouple from the United States concerning this issue. So far, only about one-third of European countries have banned Huawei for the G5. And what European Union wants to do is to have a mandatory ban for all countries in the European Union. As you know, in the European Union, there would be big discussions about that. Yeah. So maybe we cannot find one final solution very soon.
Yeah, I mean, all down to the very strict data privacy laws in the European Union as well. Professor, what are your thoughts on how this will impact business for Huawei?
So there would be a huge impact for business in Huawei, maybe not in terms of revenues, but there would be a huge blow concerning the reputation of Huawei. Because Huawei can go to Africa, they can go to Asia, they can go to Latin America, that's very good. But they will not have credentials coming from the Western countries. And I think that this will be something that they will miss very much when the other countries have to decide which operator they will choose for the 5G.
But Professor, with the world order changing right now and more focus on the Asian region, do they really need to be validated by the West to be able to be credible?
No, you're absolutely right. But in that case, they have to prove that they're superior. If you have the option of Huawei saying that they are much superior to Ericsson, much superior to Nokia or to someone else, in that case, there is no brain issue. Everyone will go with Huawei. But so far, they don't have this. The only advantage that they have is money, meaning that it is low cost. They are on the par with the other technical solutions, but they don't have supremacy in this field.
All right, Professor, let's move on to talk about afternoon tea at the White House, as the UK's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak spoke with US President Joe Biden in Washington. It's a two-day trip. Professor, to start us off, could you give us some context? What was the agenda of this trip? What's Prime Minister Sunak's mission here?
I think that there are two questions. The first one is economic one. As you know, just after Mr. Sunak came to power, they were talking about a big free trade agreement between the United States and the UK, and they have abandoned this. So now they're talking about series of mini deals in order to bring some investments from the United States to the UK. But the second objective is probably an internal one, because the Prime Minister wants to show that he has a presence on the international stage, and that this would be very beneficial to the Tory MPs when the elections are coming to the country.
So from your perspective, Professor, with such attention given to the Prime Minister's trip, it can't mask the fact that the UK is, well, a fading power.
That's right. It seems like a poor cousin going to see a very rich brother or very rich uncle going to the United States because they seem to beg for some money coming from America. So that's a very bad impression that we have there. On the other side, they will have a common press conference, and it is not usual that the United States president is sharing the stage with someone else concerning the press conferences. So maybe they're giving a little bit push for the UK, but you're right. Since the UK has left the European Union, they're fading in terms of power.
When you think about it, coming right after the Shangri-La dialogue here, they both look like they're fading powers.
Yeah. Of course. In fact, when we are looking at the, it was like to see like a ballet at the Shangri-La dialogue, who is dancing with whom, who is talking to whom, etc. And obviously, all the spotlight was on the U.S. and the Chinese Minister of Defense. People didn't even notice that there were some other ministers of defense at the Shangri-La dialogue, but there was a huge emphasis on this. So everybody agrees that the main point is the U.S.-China rivalry. Of course, there is a war in Ukraine, but Josep Borrell has indicated this in his speech. He was talking about the war in Ukraine, but he is saying that the global problem is the rivalry between the United States and China.
Wow. I really love that analogy, Professor. Made me start to think of those one of those movies and, you know, you wonder, who is dancing with Dracula? We've been speaking with Chetame Anestrove, who is Professor of Geopolitics, ESSEC Business School, Asia Pacific. Professor, thank you for your time today. Take care and have a great Thursday evening.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.